Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Atlanta, a little late start today, thanks to the holiday cheer, a little Christmas party for Odyssey, and that's us, 92.9 The Game, V103, the People's Station, WAOK, and of course, Star 94. It was kind of fun getting to see some people that you and I rarely see, because even though we're just one floor above.
Brother, I rarely see you. What are you talking about?
I was going to say, when Mike and I realized, when we worked yesterday on the show, that's the first time we'd hung out.
I know.
Since the NASCAR race.
I know,
yes.
Since Echo Park Speedway, man. It's been a good thing. I kind of get cordoned off, man. It's like, you know what I mean? People are like, hey, you know, this guy doesn't need to see anybody.
And by the way,
else.
Mike had a great line. We were talking earlier today with Steak, and Mike and we were talking to some of our friends and salespeople, the guys who make the station work, the engineering department, the whole shebang. And Day-Day's pushed the buttons. Oren, I guess Oren is still getting the holiday cheer. He'll be up here in a minute.
Like a tag team match, man. But, like the Nasty Boys.
Mike brought up a great point, and we were just joking. We're going to talk about the Falcons. Get your calls at 404-726-0929. Thanks to John Fricke for holding it down. Day-Day, did Fricke get people fired up? What was he talking about, man?
I mean, yeah. He is on Team Mike in regards to Mike Bell in regards to... I'm not used to two Mikes. But he believes that it's time for the Falcons to move on. He said it this way. He says that they're basically wasting time. At this point in the season, like, you're eliminated from the playoffs. Like, what are you waiting for if you're going to do it?
I'm not mistaken, Mike, and just to jump in here and follow up, because I think Fricke, knowing Fricke, did a good job last couple hours. I think Fricke is a Monken guy. I think he's a Todd Monken guy.
That's exactly who he wants to take over. My question to him, though, the problem with that is, if you're Todd Monken, are you going to leave a situation where you have arguably one of the best players in the NFL at quarterback to come to an uncertain situation at quarterback?
But you know what, he may get
even
ahead,
if it's just for a year.
Just to play devil's advocate, Todd Monken may get out ahead of the posse based on the last 2 years. And the fact, you know, and like, he can't be in there when, unfortunately, you know, Lamar Jackson's carrying the football like a loaf of bread and making bad decisions and can't make basic throws. And I love Lamar. You know, I'm a big Lamar guy. But if you watch Thursday night, that Thanksgiving night, man, it was about as bad as what Jalen Hurts looked like on Monday night.
I don't want to get too deep in the weeds, but there's certain defenses you run against quarterbacks who can take off on you, right? You know what you're going to get. You're going to get a single high safety. You're going to get somebody rolling down. All of a sudden, when the knee barks at you or the hamstring or whatever it may be from the quarterback spot, defense will change. You know, all of a sudden, you're two high safeties. All of a sudden, it's cover four. All of a sudden, you're doing different things defensively because you know that he can't beat you the way he once did. I think that's what he's dealing with right now. I think that's why Derrick Henry's having a little bit more issue, man.
Right.
Defenses have kind of honed in. You know, they blood in the water and say, hey, man, prove to us that you're healthy. And I don't think he's been able to do that.
And that's why when folks mention Joe Brady, because, you know, the enviable position for Arthur Blank in management, if you do move on from Raheem Morris, is you got to find that next guy. And we kind of got into that yesterday and the day before. Joe Brady, I don't think Joe Brady does enough with James Cook. I think James Cook needs to be more of a in the passing game because their receiver core is so mediocre. And, you know, generally it's almost like, hey, Josh, go do some Josh Allen stuff. Yes. More often than not with that offense.
I said this last year to Bo, and everybody was talking about Cliff Kingsbury being a really hot name in the coaching.
His brand has been...
Well, and I said that last year. I said, Cliff Kingsbury's been fine. I think he's been the same thing he's been the entire time. I just think that Jaden Daniels has rescued him. Think about the second half against the Falcons.
Right.
Jaden Daniels is breaking tackles, stepping out of a – it wasn't Cliff Kingsbury. Jaden Daniels was making magic happen. So, look, man, I'm not trying to empty the bag here within 5 minutes of us starting the show.
No, you know what? It's 2 hours. This is like Steak. We're just hanging out with Steak at our Christmas party, guys. That's why we're on a little bit late is – You know, we come out spring-loaded because Steak, I joked around, you steal money, man, two hours.
That's it.
I made Steak work the other day for four hours, cha-cha.
2 hours.
Speaking of which, tomorrow, 2 hours again. Gustin's, I joked around today on the promo. I said, I'll spend more money and more time in traffic, more money at the bar, certainly. We'll be at Gustin's in Ackworth. Had a great time at the Woodstock location. Abe will be in tomorrow for Carl. But that's tomorrow, guys, from 2 to 4. And we hand it off to you guys for Falcons pregame.
Well, you're going to get Wade Ford with Andy. There's 2 hours between you guys and the Falcons Radio Network pregame show with myself and Bo Morgan. I don't think they trusted me, Mike, to get back here from Ackworth in a 2 hour window during rush hour. So they were like, you know what? Let's just hand that thing off to Abe Gordon, which, you know, you guys will have a lot of fun.
I mean, we've known Atlanta traffic, and I've seen this now as more people have come here since COVID, where I live on the south side. I'm in a little town called Sharpsburg. For guys that are new to the show, it's just to the west of Peachtree City, south of Tyrone. But it's a great little spot. But if I can make it without traffic, you know, I'm here 25 minutes. Yeah. Same thing going home. But I have to go from Flowery Branch or up in the northern burbs, cutting right through the city.
It's a good bit.
Hey, diddle, diddle, through the middle. Otherwise, it's 285. I've never seen this city, and no blank Sherlock. You guys are in it right now if you already left the office. But, yeah, to see how the traffic has exploded exponentially.
It's crazy.
There's no way you'd have made it.
What's the name of the self-sustaining farm that's down there right near you? I'm trying to think of it, man. Kerry Meyer was a draft pick here.
Back in the day.
Kerry Meyer got married down there right outside of Peachtree City. I'm trying to think of the self-sustaining farm.
Is it?
God, he had, like, goats up there at the altar. It was a weird, you know, kind of granola. Kind of feel to it. It was, you know what I mean?
Oh,
Are you talking
about Serenbe?
Serenbe, yeah.
Oh,
that's exactly
what it is.
Serenbe's
a friggin' cult, man.
Yeah, it's crazy over there.
Serenbe, Oren, you know this story?
Serenbe
is this enclave that they built in the very southern part of Fulton County.
Is that near Sharpsburg?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
It's 10 minutes from my house.
There you go.
And the first time I took Becky there, she's like, this is too hippie for me.
It's a little bit, but
there's some great restaurants. Main Street's a great spot. But they have this whole kind of collective where the houses back into this giant common area.
Yep, that's exactly right.
And a lot of actors, when people are making movies at Trillith and other films being produced here in Atlanta, a lot of actors, Hollywood types, will stay down there.
So you
throw a rock, you'll see somebody you'll recognize.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But it's a different vibe down there, for sure.
Kerry Meyer met
They're starting one of those, I think. It's on like the north side over there off of, Briarcliff?
Okay.
Yeah, something similar to that. It's not as big as Serenbe, but it's the same idea where it's an all-inclusive living where it's eco-friendly and very sustainable, and everybody sort of shares everything, too. And the houses literally all just kind of back up to one each other, yes.
Kerry Meyer met his future wife. They live in New York City now.
Right.
Good buddy, my great dude. I know his career didn't
He was a wide receiver.
Wide receiver, yeah.
Right.
He was actually a quarterback at Kansas, and he switched to wide receiver. I can't remember the name of the guy who took over for him. Jared something or another at Kansas. They had a good run back then. I'm drawing blanks on it. The coach, wasn't Ralph Friedgen.
The perfectly round coach.
Yeah, the round coach. He was at Serenbe.
Mangini
was it.
Mangini.
Yeah, Mark Mangini.
Eric Mangini was Jets. Mark Mangini.
The
famous photo of when Kansas played in the Orange Bowl.
Correct.
And he's standing next to the giant orange. I believe it's called the King Orange Jubilee. Whatever they call their parade.
It used to be Dan Lebatar's Twitter photo for the longest time.
And it's a perfectly round orange with legs.
That's right.
Next to a perfectly round human with legs.
I always
legs.
Think of him and Ralph Friedgen in the same breath. But yeah, Mark Mangini was down there at Serenbe. We were partying, having a good time. Terry Urbiski, wide receiver coach,
Terry's one of my favorite. Talking about old school Falcon coaches, because Terry coached the Raiders one time when somebody got fired, and he is one of the coolest stories, telling about Al Davis and telling about everything with the Raiders.
Have you heard his story about when he showed up at Roddy White's house and said he was going to fight him? Yeah, dude, it's so good.
There was a great line from him in Hard Knocks that year where he and like Roddy and Julio doing something bad. He's like, y'all being cute, huh? Yeah, cute's going to get us fired. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Terry didn't pull no punches. Terry tells a story. I know he's told it a couple times. It's, you know, podcast, whatever, interviews. Terry tells a story. He's out at practice. I guess Roddy was a little bit hungover, been in the bottle a little bit the night before. And, you know, Roddy's like, hey, I'm not going into practice today. And Terry's like, you need to get in there. Roddy's like, no, I ain't doing it. Terry said, if you don't get in, I'm going to fight you later. So, you know, Roddy's like, hey, man, you can fight me all you want to. Roddy gets home from practice. He's got his whole family in town. I don't know if it's Thanksgiving or whatever.
Right.
So he said, his grandmother, somebody knocks on the garage door. His grandmother kind of answers it, like, who's at the garage door? It's Terry. Terry's like, get out here. Let's go.
We're going
in the driveway right now. And Roddy's like, all right, man. So he said that his grandmother had to break up Terry and Roddy from getting after it. Terry, the whole crew down there at Saranby for Kerry Myers, but he met his wife at what was the old place at Phipps, the old bar?
Tavern
at Phipps. Oh, yeah, met his wife at Tavern at Phipps.
I've got
I think a few people met their wives at Tavern at Phipps.
Best buddies, man. There's Devin. Every once in a while, you'll see Devin at an event with us. Good looking brother. He was a bartender. Used to stack the drinks and do all the crazy stuff.
For sure.
And Dave Beck. We went to Florida State together. And these guys. I cannot explain how great this bar was for guys in their 20s and ladies. It was an unbelievable scene for like three decades. And when I first moved to Atlanta, and they put me up at the Swiss Hotel back then, and walking over in that scene, it was literally like celebrity bartenders. Yep. Same thing. All the cocktail waitresses were 11s.
Yes.
It was epic. It was a great
napkins
time.
Flying up in the air. They had a designated napkin sweeper up in there, you know, that would just sweep up all the napkins.
Right. So you were on Falcons the last season for the Hard Knocks. When Smitty goes, the Falcons are soft. The Falcons are tough.
My last season, I got hurt in the game against the Titans in the preseason. And they kind of interviewed me, and I was not interesting, and I think they cut it out of the Hard Knocks episode. Which, interesting enough, I got hurt the year before against the Bengals when the Bengals were in town with Hard Knocks.
Right.
Remember, the Bengals were in town, they showed up.
And Lester Holmes got baptized by James Harrison.
Was that the year that Geno Atkins was throwing bodies around like it was ridiculous?
It was him and James Harrison.
That's actually exactly what broke my ankle. Now that
Geno Atkins did that too?
Geno Atkins threw a body.
Right,
I won't name the name, but Geno Atkins threw a body and laid it on my leg.
Because Mike and I, if you didn't catch yesterday's show at Flowery Branch, and again, thanks to John Fricke for filling in the first 2 hours. We had our Christmas party today for the radio station group Odyssey here in Atlanta. Mike and I had never worked together, so we're just kind of filling in the blanks. I was at the sideline when you got hurt.
Yes.
And I forget who got thrown into you, but Geno Atkins
was that guy.
Geno was like the Kool-Aid. I always use the phrase like the Kool-Aid man breaking through the wall.
Yep.
And that was that day. Wow. That
was a hell of a big practice. Position battle that year for the right tackle spot. Really had taken hold of it. As a matter of fact, my agent who's in Buckhead, Pat Dye Jr., he called me the night before. Pat goes, man, they said you had a really good day of practice. They had I can't remember his name. The Bengals had a first rounder playing defensive end. He was a European fella. I can't remember his name to save my life. He was big, just had a beard. He kind of talked like this.
Right.
You know,
a German guy?
You know, just a big German.
Not the dude from Florida State, right?
No, I don't believe so. I'd have to get his name. Anyways, we were going to battle, you know, kind of locking up. They had Robert Gethers. They had a number. Yeah, James Harrison was one of those guys as well. And I was playing the right tackle spot. Geno
Moritz Boldringer.
Is that what his name was?
I'm looking for him.
Something like that. He was a first.
No, he's not tight end. No.
I think he'd be first round.
Marcus Hunt.
That's it.
Marcus
Hunt. That's exactly.
Was it like UNLV or something like that?
He was 6'8". He looked like
massive human.
He looked like a bad guy. Nobody looked like Oren, because only Oren
was like a human.
Maybe Mike catches this movie reference. Some of you guys will be in the car. One of my favorite bad movies. Becky and I, we just relived some of it in Prague when we were over there for the Falcons game in Europe. Remember the movie XXX with Vin Diesel?
Yeah, oh yeah.
So
what's the band?
Rammstein.
Rammstein.
Fire. So anyway, Marcus Hunt, who apparently got thrown into you by Geno Atkins.
No, I was with Marcus Hunt. I was locked up.
Literally looks like one of the bad guys in that movie XXX. Remember the big guy in the coat? Yes.
Yes,
castle.
That's exactly what he looked like.
Look up XXX. It's so bad, it's good.
Yeah, so I'm locked up with him or Robert Gathers, some other guy. Geno was going against our guard at the time. And you know, they shedded the block. And things got a little rolled up, got a little hairy right there. It's one of those things where I'm on my back.
The line was ridiculously tall.
Yeah.
That's another one of those Marvin Lewis teams that didn't bring home the bacon, won the division, never advanced.
And you know what? James Harrison, they tried to pick him up to go play Will linebacker off ball. He was not very good. It was, right. You know, the end of his career.
That he'd was after playing, his glory years with Pittsburgh.
So long, right. And all of a sudden it's like off-ball linebacker, and they're trying to work him into the role, and it never worked out. But I remember, you know, pre-practice, right? We're over there hanging out. They come into town. We're kind of sizing each other up.
Right.
You know, our offensive line at times, Sam Baker's our left tackle, and James Harrison walks over there, and he's like, "Hey, man, 20 yards, Sam Baker." Everybody starts pointing at him. Sam. We're like, that's him right there. That's him right there. Sam's like, "Hey, what's up, man?" He was like, "Hey." All of a sudden, they had like a friend in common.
Okay,
he's like,
okay.
"You know Johnny?" "Oh, yeah, yeah, I know Johnny. I didn't know you know Johnny." But, dude, we were all like, "Oh, man, they must have butted heads somewhere." Like, "Oh, God, Jay, that's Sam right there."
For those who don't know, Sam Baker was a guy. He would be hurt, and he would get healthy just enough to get a contract extension.
Genuinely one of my favorite human beings of all time.
And his dad.
I know y'all have been on this side of it. There's probably people out there rolling.
No, he was a good interview.
Dude, awesome.
We used
dude,
to break
man.
His balls. I'm
awesome
like,
guy.
He was like Mr. Glass as soon as the contract extension
And you know
what
that is, right?
Yeah, he was ahead of the old Arena League.
He's the head of the Hall of Fame.
The guy that shows up at your door, 6'9", until he's in the Hall of Fame.
His father looks like a dishwasher box in a double-breasted jacket. Great.
His dad is like two refrigerators stacked on top of each
other. But that's the guy that knocks on your door. But he used to be head of the Arena League, and then eventually segued
exactly
to
right.
the NFL. Hey, guys, this hour, Dukes of Bell brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get a look at the injury report. Did Fricky get it? We'll get you some more because I don't understand where this line is. Tampa Bay is only a 4.5-point favorite. We don't have Drake London and his other guys that are banged up. They're getting Mike Evans back along with Godwin and Ibuka. We'll talk about it with Mike. What do you think is going to happen down in Tampa? Also, more reaction to what Coach Raheem Morris had to say. We'll get some of that sound. And again, your calls too, 404-726-0929. What if I told you Raheem might be coming back? Hey, man. We got Greg Allman, not Greg Allman, but Greg Allman, who writes for Fox Sports, their website, also Fox TV. He'll join us in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll go around the NFL with him. Right now, though, talking about the Falcons, it's Mike Johnson in for Carl Dukes on Dukes and Bill. Carl, we'll be back next week.
Big How are AK. You, Mike Bell?
I'm Mike Bell. Yeah. Coach Raheem got a kick out of it. Johnson. It's like Johnson. Why we say Divine Diablo. It just sounds like a name for like back in the day when, you know, when Tyler Perry was doing those shows at the Civic Center, Oren, like The Other Woman starring Divine Diablo. You know, it just kind of just rolls off the tongue. Hey, man, the injury information. Kadarius Hodge.
Divine Diablo.
All on one hot CD.
I love it, man. I love
that was
it.
The old joke we always joke around with. And Shamar Moore in The Other
you guys,
Woman.
Was Divine in with you guys during training camp?
Yeah.
Was that any Randy?
Yeah, I came up with the actually, we had him.
Divine Diablo.
I think it was after the Vikings game we had him in there, and we're talking about like designing a T-shirt. You know,
man,
with that
that's so good.
Little devil with a halo over it, Divine Diablo.
The more his star status rises in Atlanta.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He's got to get that going.
Love this dude.
It's like Bajan Mustardson.
But it goes back to where we're at with his team. Part of the reason he's here is the guy you picked to play linebacker, you know, before Nick Pitino. Troy Andersen, you know, probably not likely ever playing again for this team.
Yeah, you know, and I'll say this too. You and I were just talking about the injury I had back in training camp, 12 years ago. I hate it for Troy Andersen. I think this is a defense he would really thrived in. That's the unfortunate part.
He's a fast guy that can cover receivers. Athletic. He brings the heat. Remember, he won the game against the Saints. That's where we started wobbling offensively. That's a game where we didn't score an offensive touchdown. It was field goals and him.
Was it Kadarius Hodge that had the special teams touchdown in that game?
Right.
I mean, that was one of the reasons.
The botched kick return.
Good stuff, man.
But like the guy, and look, you never want to root against him because we interviewed him when he was a rookie, but availability, ability, you're not out there.
The best ability is available, but I'm in a walking – look, I called a spade after the third injury in 4 years. I was like, you know what, man? I'd rather probably talk about it than rehab about it for a little bit. So here it is.
You're the often injured, just like you never want to be the troubled. Whenever that prefix, generally that's in sports, like the troubled Quentin Daly. You don't want to be that guy in the NBA with a prefix.
100%.
And that's 100%. The thing, the oft injured Troy Andersen. So real quick on the injuries, what we got today from the Falcons. Kadarius Hodge was good to go. Remember, he got benched for whatever he did wrong. A.J. Terrell has a neck, but he was able to go today. Caden Ellis with an elbow. He's also a little sick. And Chris Lindstrom, look, he's war dog. He's always good to go with a foot injury. Pitts was limited today with a knee. Jalen Walker's got a quad. Brandon Dorlus was out last week. He may be out this week with a groin. Leonard Floyd, resting, old guy stuff. Also for Jake Matthews. And Onyemata with the foot. And Drake looks like he is out. He's already been ruled out from everything I've read.
I think the Brandon Dorlus one's a big one if he's able to be healthy. The news was already breaking earlier this week. They put Ben Bredesen, the left guard, on IR. Mike Jordan probably going to be the guy that goes for Tampa at left guard and can probably be had a little bit by Brandon Dorlus. Give him a little bit of that old shimmy shake he's shown a couple times this year. Mike, some of the pass rush stunts and getting in the backfield against Baker Mayfield, who has not taken off quite as much as he probably has been known to do with the shoulder injury. So that's one I'll be keeping my eye on all into the pregame tomorrow.
Mike Evans, I was talking to a buddy of mine down in Tampa, JP. He feels that Evans is going to go tomorrow night. He's questionable right now with the collarbone. The other wideout, who's not Egbuka, because, you know, Godwin came back a few weeks ago, is McMillan. Cade Otton looks to be doubtful. He's been dealing with a knee injury. Tyke Smith with a neck injury. But Hassan Reddick is back, and Tristan Wirfs is good to go, it looks like.
I think Cade Otton is going to be an interesting one. Cade Otton on the, you know, for anybody that paid attention to Tampa, stretch run last year was on fire. I'm talking about 7, 8, 9 catches a game. Really hasn't been able to do what they thought he would do going into the year. You've seen the running backs take probably a bigger, part of that passing game. Cade Otton, obviously being a tight end, has kind of moved to the back. But 46 catches on the year for 430 yards, not having even as good of a year as, like, say, Kyle Pitts, right? So Cade Otton, a little bit of back burner. But as we all know, sometimes guys like that, they wait until the Falcons play to where they can really show up and go for like 100 yards on 8 catches. So we'll see.
Mike Johnson's filling in for Carl today. This hour of Dukes and Bell is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. That's markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Bunch of guys hit me up. Again, we had a late start today with our Christmas party today for the station. But a lot of guys asking me, have you seen what Ray McLeod put out on social media? Now, again, I like Ray. We had good interviews with him last year. I don't know what happened. He was dismissed by the team. If he was wising off, if he was upset about Ike Hilliard's dismissal, I've heard a lot of things about Ike Hilliard. I've been told I don't know what happened with Ike Hilliard.
Yeah.
And I don't. I just know that a coach fires a guy for performance issues, and the special teams coach stays on the team.
You don't really believe that.
No, of course not. No, there was, it was a personal thing.
There's a tell-all book at some point, maybe 20 years down the road, where we're going to learn all about Ike Hilliard and Ray McCloud, and probably even Kadarius Hodge from last week. There will be something.
But it is interesting because a lot of this, you know, it's wide receivers, but special teams, something happened. Look, all I know is you were just a concussion protocol for Darnell Mooney aside. He was on pace to have 1,000 yards. You had 2,000-yard receivers last year, and that doesn't happen all the time. Yeah. So here's what Ray put out on social. It's a lot of stuff, so let me get through it. Past months have been one of the toughest battles emotionally and mentally I've dealt with in a long time, from taking the high road and letting stuff slide. But after isolating my mind, body, and spirit, I've learned understand that during moments of growth, God will test you. I have understanding that hatred on envy from others usually means your potential intimidates them. Embrace it. He goes, I have understanding that the devil may use other people to get in the way from the vision that God has for you. I have an understanding that you have to live in your vision, not your circumstances. He goes on to say that God always sheds light to the truth because it was never performance-based. It was never performance-based.
Yeah. I don't believe it was.
So there's...
goes back to what we just said about Ike Hilliard.
I don't know where this starts. I mean, when the coach doesn't address it, other than to kind of gloss over it by saying it was performance-based, it immediately gets fans, gets people on the radio talking like, oh, what happened? I don't know. Ray was a nice piece, 670 yards, whatever it was, receiving last year. That's a career high for him. Feeling marginalized in this offense, the Carolina game, whatever happened in that game with the receivers not running crisp routes, that's the way it was initially explained to me. Ike gets got. If he's got a relationship with Ike, apparently, I think there's that famous video of everyone celebrating the locker room and Ray literally looking like the guy who wants to kill somebody.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But this goes back to the culture of the Falcons. There's not been a lot of squeaky wheels on this team, if ever. I think the closest we came was a couple of years ago. Who was our old Swiss Army knife, number 84? Cordarrelle Patterson.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And all he complained about was wanting the rock. It wasn't like, yeah. You know, this team doesn't work right or this or that. So I don't know if Ray's a little nuts. I don't know. You know, I know he's an emotional guy, and that's good. Emotion's part of football.
Big into fashion.
What do you make of this, if anything?
I don't know that there's anything to make of it. And you and I had this conversation yesterday, man. I've been able to sit in a ton of locker rooms. There's a ton of personalities. We were just talking about the fact that, you know, a football locker room is a lot like any other business, man. Carol from accounting is crazy, right? You can't count on James from, from down the hall. It just, people are a little bit nuts. And to be honest, I think with the way the season has gone, it doesn't behoove Raheem at all to make a comment about anything that was going on. It was always going to be performance-based. Not only that, there's contractual obligations where, you know, with coaches and players and everything, where you're going to keep your lips sealed. There is no – because people in the end, and this is not me covering for Raheem in the slightest way, but people in the end don't care about anything other than wins and losses, right? If they think Ray can win the game for them
– they're not going to cut him.
They don't care. Look, and the fans the same way. If you're a fan and you think Ray McCloud could win football games for you, do you care if Ray McCloud slapped Raheem's mother? No, you don't care.
Right.
Just want to know what his output is on Sunday. So there comes a point in these relationships where you have to cut bait and move on from it. It doesn't work on a professional level, but people don't want to hear about Carol from accounting, right? They just want to hear about what's Carol's numbers and did she get it done and get in the end zone on Sunday.
And one thing for certain, and we've seen this, and I've got a chance, as you said, Mike, being in NFL locker rooms as a player, me covering it, we've seen guys that are outgoing, there's varying levels of every different background, and guys who don't want to talk to the media. Then there's guys that are just plain bat crazy. I know that's not politically correct.
Yeah, a lot of them.
We saw Ray Edwards quit on this team in 2012. Craziest damn thing I ever saw. I mean, you want to talk about a guy with a body by Tarzan, or a body by Fisher. That's an old car reference for guys who know GM. Yeah. But this guy was built like a blank house and just didn't have the Valentine. Yeah. And to a lesser extent, Vic was kind of that guy too. But getting back to Ray, the only reason it's pertinent or it's interesting to a lot of fans is we've got a bunch of wide receivers who can't do their job.
Can't do their job.
We got a bunch of wide receivers who on their best day can't put up what Ray put up last year being third banana. You know, behind Darnell Mooney and certainly Drake London. So that's why when your wide receiver core sucks and everyone knows without Drake you're lost at sea and Pitts is better but still an effort to get him the rock in the red zone, it still doesn't translate to touchdowns. When a guy who had a bunch of scores, I think it was four, four touchdowns. I'm saying it was 650 yards. I'm going to look it up right now because I don't want to be wrong on this. But Darnell, if Darnell's, you know, a nut, or Darnell's maybe got a leg to stand on here because he saw some things that were wrong with this offense and he complained about it. Coaching staff told him to get lost. I don't know. That's what some fans, Mike, are going to say. Oh,
there's no doubt.
Maybe he knew what was up with this team. The guy had 5 touchdowns last year. I mean, that's nothing to sneeze at. You know, I mean, or that was Mooney. Hold on, Mooney's right. Get Mooney, to Ray Ray.
Ray Ray, I think you're somewhere in the right ballpark. I want to say 600 yards.
Well, oh, no, it's a big difference. 1 touchdown, but he had, 7 of his 650 yards receiving?
Yep, there you go. Probably something like that. And also, don't forget that Ray Ray does have a little bit of background in returning kicks, which is another thing that we look at Jamal Agnew.
And maybe that. But just when you have an area, see, this is why when guys say to me, why don't you trust Raheem? I don't know what's up with Ray Ray. If there's a legitimate person, look, if you tell a coach or a supervisor to go blank himself, you're gone. Okay, yeah. There's no place for that.
Yeah.
I know because I've said it to my supervisor a supervisor ago.
I've seen it happen more times than you can realize.
And I got suspended. It happens. You got to be a chain of command. But because of the nature of how dysfunctional the receiver core is now, that's why it becomes an intriguing point for a lot of listeners out there.
Yeah, and I think that I think this ties back into, Mike, in my opinion, this ties back into the entire conversation we're having today about Raheem Morris and about how Arthur Blank feels about Raheem Morris. If there was something legitimately that happened with Ike Hilliard and Ray Ray McLeod and everything going on behind the scenes in the wide receiver room. And Raheem Morris, if he meets with Arthur Blank and he goes, Arthur, we don't have any receivers. Drake's hurt. Ray Ray's not here. You remember when I told you what happened with Ray Ray in week 3 and with Ike Hilliard? You're aware of the situation. And then maybe all of a sudden Arthur Blank has got his back and is like, yeah, you couldn't control that, man. We had to get rid of that guy. Right. There's no telling. And that's
one possible outcome.
I know. And I say all that just from having been a guy, been inside these locker rooms where I've heard players go off on coaches and I've heard players do things that you can't come back from. I can't tell you how many times in college, Mike, that I'd see an injury report where a guy had a twisted ankle and it would be he got drunk and stepped off a curb. You know, all of a sudden that ankle's dislocated and he got rolled up in practice. It's a practice thing.
Well, that's
like, no, he was hammered Saturday.
I always tell that to the audience because people see things, they'll see something on Twitter. You know, and again, you got to consider the source. But you see it in black and white. So all of a sudden, boom, now it's got, that happened.
Yeah,
all of a sudden, now it's boom. Yeah. It's people are buying it as reality. I do know this. Ray Ray had his best year last year. Ike Hilliard coached the wide receivers. Both guys are gone. We need help at wide receiver.
Badly.
Don't know what happened. But when your team is struggling, these little sidebar soap operas are kind of
they're going to grow legs, man. Right? They're going to grow their own identity. You're right.
Right. Hey, man, we'll dive into something. Mike brought up a funny story from last year I totally forgot about. We'll get into that and some guy talk. Also, a lot of folks feeling that this Utah thing is literally the ultimate Pandora's box for college football. We kind of scraped the surface on that. Dive into that next. Guy talk, Dukes and Bell with our man, Mike Johnson. Fill it in for Carl. Mike and I were just chopping it up. Mike Johnson in for Carl today on Dukes and Bell. Thanks for hanging out with Atlanta's number one sports talk show. And thanks to you guys. We've had a really good couple of weeks and months. And we do appreciate that. Tomorrow, guys, we're going to be hitting the road. Gustin's and Ackworth. Abe will be filling in. And it will be there. It's a short show, but we'll have fun. We're going to jam a lot of entertainment into those 2 hours. It's 2 to 4. So get there early and hang out. Miller Lite's going to have tons of prizes and swag and a good time. And then we'll get you ready for Falcons pregame. Starting with the Wade Ford tailgate. Then a couple hours later, Mike jumps on talking about the Bucs. And going to be creamsicles, by the way, wearing the old school, the Buccaneer Bruce on the side of the helmet. I spent my summers as a kid down in Tampa. Leroy Selman lived down the street from my grandma. So I always kind of had a soft spot for those jerseys. So I always thought they were kind of cool. And we'll be in the red lids, I presume. I guess we'll be in the black jerseys because, nowadays we have all sorts of crazy color combinations on Thursday night.
We didn't get a chance to talk about it. You and I talked off air a little bit yesterday about how much those freaking lids cost as a player.
Yeah, I want you to tell that. I want you to tell that story. But first, we have a developing story, breaking news, and this one came out of friggin' left field. We just spent so much time on how Penn State went round and round, finally set in with Matt Campbell from Iowa State to be their head coach. Out of the blue, and we don't have the details, so we don't know what the circumstances are, but we do know this, reported by multiple sources and college football media, that Michigan has fired head coach Sherrone Moore.
There's an interesting nugget. I don't know if you've even seen this, Mike. There's an interesting nugget coming out from Pete Thamel. Pete Thamel put a tweet out. I think it's Pete Thamel, Dan Wetzel.
These guys did it, man.
that's when Harbaugh was sequestered in the hotel down the street from college. That was Happy Valley way back when.
How about this one from Pete Thamel, though? The firing is set to be 4 calls for Sherrone Moore.
four calls.
Well, you remember he had the stuff that went down last year where he was suspended for.
That's part of the dovetail with two separate NCAA investigations on the Steen. There was the sign stealing, then there was a recruiting violation.
But they suspended him. Can they really blend all that back
that's
in?
That's what I'm saying. Can they lump that all together and say, hey, you got you last year for this, and maybe this something happened too, so put them together and there's your precaution.
I think they're going to have a hard time making that case. If you let him be suspended and finish out the season and the whole thing. Remember how you got to pick the games he's suspended for?
Yes.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And it was like,
nice,
hey,
nice work if you can get it.
And the whole thing, I don't know if you can put that all together. Maybe there's something we're missing. That would be like asking me,
hey, Mike, we're going to suspend you for a couple of classes today. I'll take algebra, French, and I'll keep the study hall, and I'll keep lunch.
Make sure you keep between 10 and 12. Right. I'd like to.
There's going to be a field day in the transfer portal for all the players on that roster.
And there's a lot of good talent on that team.
Oh, my gosh.
But I mean, here's the deal.
We were just talking about Ron Haynes.
Fired
up there.
For cause. And, you know, I thought, you know, I had really no expectations after Harbaugh left. And, you know, they kept the win streak for Michigan last year, of course, losing this year. But, man, that's kind of a shocker, especially when you consider all of the great coaches have either been locked up or hired. This is not a time now to be firing a coach unless some drastic stuff went down, which, of course, it will leak out. We will get the details eventually. Just don't have it right now.
Warren's just in my ear talking about say it out loud, Warren.
So Ross Ellinger has a violation of university policy, and there was a university investigation that uncovered some off-the-field transgressions.
Okay, we're not going to, again, everybody else will on social media, but we have standards and ethics in talk radio that we have to live by with the station, so we're not even going to start to guess. But in recent, last couple of years, actually go down the street to Michigan State, something that got a coach fired. So I'm not going to guess, but if it's something that's part of like a human, you know, HR department, right?
It blows my mind after all that they've been through that they were like, hey, we're just, and I know his name's been cleared for the most part, but Pat Fitzgerald.
Like, I know.
Hey,
Pat Fitzgerald, the guys are playing grab ass and then doing like this like Lord of the Discipline nonsense, yeah. Right? And it was like downright creepy. It was like, what was the house at Animal House? Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Yeah.
It was just downright creepy. And all of a sudden, he gets a second life, right?
It's crazy that all the stuff that happened at Michigan State, I mean, in all the sports up there, that they're going to go hire another coach that was four calls at another university in the Big
right.
Ten.
So if you're just tuning in, Shamar Moore fired. Don't know what. This again sounds to be more like HR than anything to deal with the program.
Yeah, it does. I know that this is probably the least of their worries, and maybe not even part of the conversation for them right now. But where do you turn if you're Michigan? You're already at the very, very, very tail end of a coaching cycle. And what are we, Mike? Let's see. Today is December 10th. You're 3 weeks away from the transfer portal opening for everybody.
Wow.
It's going to be an absolute free for all.
That is nuts.
And don't forget. The bell of the ball in last year's recruiting class, Bryce Underwood, $10 million man, and all the money that's available up there at Michigan. They'll be able to get some good coach to come, there's no doubt about it. But, man, that's
Lane might come calling because he was an LSU commit, so maybe Bryce goes back to LSU and Lane Kiffin.
No doubt.
I mean, literally everybody on that Michigan roster is now up for grabs in a free-for-all.
Yeah,
which is something.
I said it a minute ago. For Ron Haynes' kid, Justice is up there. With came from Alabama. I'd love to have him back at Alabama. By the way,
well, how about Georgia gets in this bidding war for you, Georgia guys? Let's go. Start cutting bigger checks. Okay, I know it's the holidays. It's time to give. Like there's no tomorrow. Hey, and also while we're talking coaches, we had a great conversation with Jerry Mack, one of our favorite people from Kennesaw State. He agrees to a new six. It says Pete Thamel wrote a new six contract. So it didn't give me, is that 6 years? I can't imagine. 6 year at Kennesaw State, that'd be a hell of an extension. But he gets led down that road to a new deal. Remember, guys, they went 2-10, took him over, 10-3, Conference USA champs, going to the Myrtle Beach Bowl. But again, Pete Thamel, 2 hours ago, writes, he has agreed to a new six contract. So I'll need specificity on that, Oren. What is Jerry Mack's contract?
Well, even more now, there is an official statement that has been released from the University of Michigan Athletic Director.
All right, hold on. Kennesaw State, hold. We're going back to Shamar.
Play a little hokey pokey here.
Following a university investigation, credible evidence was found that Coach Moore engaged in an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. This constitutes a clear violation of university policy, and the school maintains zero tolerance for such behavior.
Hey, pulled a Bob Petrino.
Yeah.
Pulled a Bob Petrino.
I mean, if that's accurate, everything we've talked about, that's why we said it could not have been related to the football team. He's already jumped through those hoops and around the raindrops on that NCAA investigation. This is, this is like don't dip the pen in company ink, man. If that's accurate.
I don't know, man. It's undefeated. It always has been.
Wow.
And there you go.
And this guy, I mean, you're gifted one of the best jobs in college. Come on, man. Make better decisions.
Have you seen – this all kind of ties together because we were just talking about Ike Hillier just a minute ago. Have you seen that the Giants fired Brian Cox, our old buddy, here in Atlanta over a –
Speaking of an old school guy, the 2014, we talked earlier about that Hard Knocks that you were a part of.
Yeah.
That's when we knew that it was Rashid Hageman was going to be a giant pain in the arse.
Yes.
Because saw them at the Senior Bowl. And yet, every week at practice, and we saw this ourselves, and it made it onto Hard Knocks, Brian Cox literally wearing him out because he wouldn't give effort.
My actual reality back then and what was on Hard Knocks is a little bit fuzzy. Was it on Hard Knocks that he tried to fight Michael Orr in the middle of practice? When that we were doing okay, so maybe that one.
I just remember the one where Brian Cox made it.
No, that was not. They did not make the cut on Hard Knocks.
We did a crossover with the Tennessee Titans when Blindside was over there, and all of a sudden they're chest to chest.
Right, that's or after left the Ravens. That was after the Ravens.
Yeah, it was after the Ravens.
Wow,
Blindside's over the Tennessee Titans during training camp, and Brian Cox. Then they had a couple words that had to be separated during practice. But yeah, evidently he was fired because of a blow up about a seat on a charter flight home from New England.
Well, I could see Brian Cox doing that.
Yeah, I could too. That's when I saw that. I go, okay.
We told the story before with Brian years ago, back in the day, on the old 790. I was at the Dolphins game with my cousin wearing a Merino jersey when Brian Cox gets ejected and throws the bird, and anybody wearing aqua blue was getting snowballs thrown at them in Rich Stadium. It was like, boom, 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 boom. Yeah. Snowballs were falling like mortar rounds, and we were sitting behind the Dolphins bench. Thank you, Brian Cox.
Oh, man.
Hey, man, a reminder, guys, coming up on Friday, you're hitting the road again, man, the morning shift, and this has been a really successful broadcast, and Mike said yesterday, every time the morning shift's out, Publix just breaks about all the
crazy
stops.
Crazy.
Allie and Bo and Mike will be at the Publix on Haynesbridge Road in Alpharetta for a special broadcast. Come by, pick up your supplies for this weekend football parties. And again, the guys will be there, and whether it's before work or if you're a third shift guy, you're getting off, or bring the kids by before school, 6 to 9 at Publix on Haynesbridge Road, Publix Alpharetta with 92.9. The game. You will be there.
They don't let us off the leash very often around here, Mike. But Publix, even they even open an hour early. You know, Publix usually open 7 a.m. Anywhere we go, they open at 6 so we can hang out with the people. So yeah, Oren's been by one of those deals. Pretty good setup at all of those places, man. So if you're in the vicinity, please stop by the Alpharetta Publix.
More dudes are hitting us up. That yes, it is for a cause and everything you've just talked about. More sources now. Detroit Free Press has a story saying, again, a relationship which is not allowed by university rules involving HR.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to get you fired 10 times out of 10, I feel like, in almost any line of work, man. That's just not a route you can go down.
As Mike said, that stuff is undefeated.
Well, it is, man.
In Hawaii, I believe it's poo. None.
It doesn't ever help when you lose to Ohio State.
Right? See, that way you have to dump it. See, it works out well.
Look, I was just going to keep going right through it. You know, you and I haven't worked much together, but I usually just plow right through.
You guys, because Day-Day's down at our Christmas party today. We're here at Colony Square. You would not believe how many things I get dumped on. I got a million punchlines you guys are missing.
I got dumped for the first time 3 weeks ago.
Day-Day, I mean, I think
don't repeat it, Mike, please.
No, but these standards, are these company-wide standards or not? There's Day-Day standards.
I don't know. I work with Bo Morgan every day. Like, so he's the first one to get
we
on the thing.
We just don't want the situation
it.
Where...
All right, dump it. I will clean this up for the radio. I mentioned the other day when we talked about Notre Dame taking their ball and going home and the ridiculous nonsense from Bavakwa, the athletic director, and now accusing the ACC of favoring Miami. And everybody's like, you know, Notre Dame, just go get a conference and get off, and we're sick of you. But I said, you know, and Notre Dame, remember the ACC basically saves their butt during COVID. Yeah, they lost their entire Big Ten schedule.
Yep, that's right.
When the Big Ten shut it down and Pac-12 wasn't playing. And so ACC threw them a line. And so I always say just the tip when it comes to the ACC. And then Day-Day goes, no, you can't. Yeah, you can say that. Thank you, Warren.
Yeah, that one's fair game, right?
Thank you.
Yeah.
And that is their – did you dump that too? You don't.
His hand is hovering on the dump button.
Yeah, for all I know, he dumped. You don't know. I can't see what's going on behind the Kia sign. I don't know what he just did.
I'm writing down times, not making eye contact with anyone right now. Yeah.
Anyway, screw Notre Dame and the horse they rode in on. Yesterday we had the story, and a lot of guys just kind of rolled their eyes because it's business and it's whatever. What does it mean? Utah has this new private equity, but they maintain they've got control over it. How do you have – it's like riding a tiger and you can't get off. How do you have control of a private equity firm?
Is this – I genuinely – and I heard that. I haven't really dug into it enough, Mike, to know. But my first thought was, is it a Utah grad that is tired of just giving his money away into the wind and actually wants a little stake in this thing? And he said, hey, I'm tired of writing checks to NIL. I would like to have an official stake in this. I think that's a possibility. Now, I don't know. Like I said, I haven't dug into it enough to know actually what's happening. And you got to get business partners and everything else lined up if that's going to be part of the conversation. But, you know, that's something that I think you could look at. Maybe some of these big boosters. We just talked about Michigan, the guy who bought Bryce Underwood last year.
Right.
You know, I think his wife's a Michigan grad. Maybe that's one of those things where you look at it and go, hey, man, if I'm just going to keep dumping money into this thing, I'd like to get a little bit of payout. Maybe we fix something up here.
Right. I'm trying to read this article in The Athletic. Don't you hate the paywall when you got to sign in? No, I don't want to upgrade to all access. I just want to read
the article. And I had The Athletic. I hate because I have the app, and then if I want to pull it up on my desktop, it's a whole other ordeal. I don't ever know my password.
But basically, like, you know, wondering about this, you know, as you said, is there a relationship because he's an alum and the idea of the university can control it? Because that was something we talked about yesterday, Florida State, when they were coming up with every harebrained scheme to buy themselves out of the ACC terrible TV contract. The idea that you'd go to Wall Street, well, then, you know, Wall Street can make decisions that you're not prepared to make as an athletic director.
Well, and it goes back to the SMU conversation. Remember how they bought into the ACC and it was like, hey, you know what? We don't even need the TV payout for however many years because we have guys that can financially back this thing. And they've always, God knows, they've always had those people at SMU. And I just think maybe it's a way to make things official on that front, also bring in other investors. I can't imagine, though, that it's like, hey, we still have full 100% control over the athletic program, but maybe it's just simply guys that are always going to have the best interest of Utah, and there's something in the contract like that.
It's first of its kind for college athletics, creation of Utah Brands and Entertainment, a company to oversee major revenue sources. Outro Capital will be the minority owner of Utah Brands. So the university is the majority shareholder. Maybe that's the way you got to handle on it.
Yeah, maybe it is. But there's got to be some kind of tax write-off thing going on.
But as you said, there's got to be some connection with an alum, because why would you not have total control? And that was the drawbacks to other stories. The California Teachers Pension Fund was looking to be the investment for the Big Ten.
And make no bones about it. I said this yesterday, man. Alabama doesn't have the billionaire boosters. I guarantee you this is something that Greg Byrne over at Bama sitting there going, huh, that's pretty cool. That's a good way to pay these guys.
We were just talking about, guys and how Twitter works and social media. Guys are going, fired after 1-9-3 season because he got caught holding the bag for Jim Harbaugh. That's not what happened.
No, I don't think so,
you
man.
You got to read up, son. News is breaking as we speak.
Yeah, it's happening fast. Yeah.
And so, again, Michigan fires their head coach. And that just blew me away because he's actually done a pretty nice job, man. Sharon Moore out in Michigan with cause, inappropriate relationship with staff members. And it's in its own ways similar but different with what happened with Mel in Michigan State.
That's like Indiana, man. They're undefeated.
They are. We'll come back. Falcons playing the Bucks. You know, we thought this might be to win the division back in August. Can we go back to what it was back in August at Hooters, Carl and I, after practice, thinking we're going to go win 10 games? Anyway, why are we only a 4.5-point dog? We'll explain next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.